USA News. I'm Jerry Barmish. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Beijing. He's the first top American diplomat to visit China in 5 years. Ohio Representative Mike Turner on CNN State of the Union recalls Blinken's last meeting with Chinese officials.
The first meeting that Blinken had with the Chinese counterparts in Alaska, they actually chastised him. They came out full bore criticizing the United States.
Blinken is looking to establish communications with the country in hopes the rivalry between the U.S. and China doesn't lead to war. Former Attorney General Bill Barr says former President Trump puts his followers and the GOP agenda at risk.
Trump has many good qualities, and he accomplished some good things, but he is a consummate narcissist.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Barr said Trump always puts his own interests and ego ahead of everything, including the nation's interests. 5 people, including 2 minors, are dead after a house fire in North Carolina. Authorities say it happened Sunday, as the home reportedly burned to the ground. 2 people who lived together in the house were identified. A family friend who was staying with them was also killed, along with his 2 young sons. A cause is unknown, as the investigation is ongoing. An earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 6.3 has been recorded in the Gulf of California. It struck Sunday afternoon just off Mexico's Baja, California, roughly 80 miles from Cabo San Lucas. Officials say there is no tsunami danger for the U.S. West Coast, British Columbia, or Alaska. Initial reports indicate no injuries or damage. The chair of a Senate subcommittee says he wants more details about the recent merger between the PGA and a Saudi-backed golf tour. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut says the subcommittee is looking for answers regarding who is behind the deal and if there was any wrongdoing involved. This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
President Biden is on the move this week. A White House official says Biden will highlight climate commitments made by his administration as part of a 3-day trip to Northern California. The president is set to visit Palo Alto on Monday, when he's likely to announce new federal funding for climate resiliency projects. It's part of Biden's climate and health care bill that was signed last year. He is expected to remain in the Bay Area through Wednesday. The FDA is recommending COVID vaccines be updated for the fall.
The unanimous vote came Thursday, favoring new shots that can target emerging subvariants of Omicron. It's still not totally clear if new vaccines will be recommended for everyone or just certain risk groups. Meanwhile, the CDC Advisory Committee is set to meet soon and talk about updating COVID boosters, among other shots. I'm Ryan Daniels.
It was a record-setting night for Taylor Swift in Pittsburgh. Her concert Saturday broke the attendance mark for Acrisure Stadium, performing in front of more than 73,000 fans. It was Garth Brooks who held the record from a 2019 concert. No records for the latest releases at the box office. The Flash led the weekend, but fell short of expectations with $55 million. Internationally, it notched $75 million. Elemental managed $29.5 million for its opening. However, that's the worst start in Pixar's history. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.